Thank you for tuning in to This Week in Homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wallbridge, Ohio. This Week in Homily was given by Father Eric Schild, pastor here at St. Jerome, on Sunday, November 5th, 2017, the 31st Sunday in Ordinary Time. Now here is Father Eric.
There was a young woman who got quite the promotion at work, and so this started to go to her head, and her head started to get so big it was hard to get through her new cubicle entryway. And so she started to judge other people in her in the work office and all that because she got this great promotion. And so, of course, with that comes a lot of responsibility, and she really wanted everyone to know how important she was. So she sees this guy coming down the aisle towards her cubicle, and she thinks, okay, act busy. So she picks up her phone. She says, oh, hi there, JD. Yeah, well, boy, you want me to do that? That's a lot to do, and that's a big task, but you know what? I can handle it. I'm fine. I'll be good. I'll have that done by tomorrow. No worries. I'm really good at my job. And clicks on the phone. And then she turns around, and there's this man who had been walking down the aisle towards her cubicle, and he happened to stop right at her cubicle. And she kind of looked at him with disdain, and she kind of goes, can I help you? He says, yes, I'm the maintenance man here to hook up your phone. Again, it's fascinating, kind of, how we can judge other people or things like that. I found that at the Family Feud audition last week. Again, you know, we were one of the tail-end families to go up to audition. And so we sat back and judged everyone else's answers. And so as a family, we're like, seriously, that's how you responded to that question? Like, really? We would have done so much better. We would have answered this, and we would have gotten on the board, and how are you? And then we get up there. And the question is this. What would you order from a bottle at a restaurant? What would you order a bottle of at the restaurant? My brother. Horseradish. Horseradish. When have you ever heard somebody say, I'd like a bottle of horseradish at a restaurant? It doesn't happen, and it wasn't on the board, and we didn't win that round. How ridiculous, you know? And so again, you sit in judgment of everyone else, and then you're the guy who says horseradish, you know, and it's just ridiculous. We have to watch how we judge other people because it always comes back to bite you. Today's gospel is all about being honest with yourself and honest about other people. And honesty about yourself is simply humility. Humility is being honest about who you are and who you're not. Who you are and who you're not. And again, that also goes into how we look at other people. When you look at the Pharisees and the scribes, Jesus has been railing against them. And rightly so, because outwardly they are preaching the right thing. They look good, they got their phylacteries and their tassels on, they look great, and yet deep down inside they are a sinful mess. And yet they're telling everybody else how they should run their life. And Jesus says, stop that. If you're gonna tell other people how to run their lives, you better get your stuff together. You better get it together. And so they weren't being honest with who they are. If they were being honest with who they are, they would have said, boy, before I start to tell other people how to run their lives, I better get my stuff together. I better get rid of some of this sin in my heart. And so today, are we being honest with ourselves? I tend to find that when we look at ourselves and other people, we tend to err on one side or another, and we tend not to be in the middle section, which is the honest section. And again, you can disagree with me on this. Just tell me after Mass, okay? But here's how I think we tend to do this. When it comes to looking at ourselves and being honest with ourselves, we tend to not be honest in one way or another. One, we tend to say, I am so miserable and awful of a sinner that God couldn't love me, nobody could love me because I've done this, this, and this, and it's just horrible. Well, that's not a good spot to be because we know that you were still created in God's image and likeness. He still loves you. He forgives, and he wants you to go forward. So we can get stuck in this kind of self-loathing part of life. Or we can be on the other end of the spectrum and say, I'm nearly a saint. I'm really good. Like, look at me. I like the Pharisees. I'm good. I don't need confession. I don't need somebody to tell me what to do. I'm good. You know, nearly perfect. Look at me. And again, that's not a good spot to be either. Not a good spot. We need to be somewhere in the middle where we say, boy, here's where my faults and my flaws are, my weaknesses, my sins. But also, here's the good things that I am doing right now, and I still need God's assistance, and I still need his help. Be honest with yourself. But it's the same way when we look at other people. We tend to err on one of those two sides, typically. We tend to either look at that person, and we say, oh, that person is miserable. Oh my gosh, I can't believe what that person did. That person barely should get any of God's love because they've been that bad. You know, and we kind of judge them on that. Conversely, we can also look at other people and say, wow, they are the next best thing to Jesus Christ himself. Sometimes I find this with parents. Sometimes, not all parents, so I don't want to cast this judgment on everyone, but sometimes I find over at the school, you know, the kid messes up and the parent swoops in. We call this, actually now it's not even a helicopter parenting, it tends to be lawnmower parenting. And what that is you mow that grass so, so nice and low that your kid never has to run into any obstacles in life, at least while you're there, and it doesn't serve them any good. And so then they get into trouble at school. And then I hear, Father, he would have never done that. Not only did he do that, he probably did more and just didn't get caught, you know? You know, but sometimes parents like to swoop in because my little angel would never do that, you know? Or my little angel would never mess up on his grades or her grades. And the reality is, you know, again, they deserve God's forgiveness, even when they mess up, and a detention. And we go forward, you know? That's what we do. But we got to be honest with ourselves when we look at ourselves and when we look at one another. We're not perfect, nor are we the most miserable wretches of sinners that we can find. We all tend to be somewhere in the middle where God continues to love and care for us and move us forward. Why is this important? Why is being honest with yourself important? Because I am convinced that in order to know Jesus Christ well, we have to know ourselves first. Because if we look at ourselves as the most miserable wretches of sinners, we're never going to get to know Jesus because we find ourselves unlovable and we don't think Jesus would ever take us. And that's not a helpful place to be because then we can't get to know him because we kind of push him aside. Likewise, if we find ourselves to be saints who are perfect already, who have no need of God's assistance, then how do we ever get to know Jesus Christ? Both are very problematic. But when we know ourselves and we know our flaws and we know where we need Christ and we know where Christ has blessed us, we get to know Jesus Christ in a personal way like no other. But we got to be honest with ourselves. We got to be honest with where we need help, where we need assistance, where those things are in our life that are a mess, and also the things in our life that are going very, very well. And I think as we, this today starts National Vocation Awareness Week, where we pray for more young people to be priests and sisters. I think this is absolutely critical, what we're talking about today, because if we don't know ourselves, if we're not honest with ourselves, we're never going to get more priests or sisters. Because look at it this way, if you don't know yourself and you don't know Jesus Christ, then you're never going to hear Christ's call for whatever he has in mind for you or your kids or your grandkids. And if we err on one of those sides where I'm the most miserable person, then we say, you know what? There's no way Jesus could be calling me to be a priest or a sister because I'm unworthy. Well, join the crowd. If Jesus only worked with worthy people, we wouldn't have anyone in our churches today, right? But on the other hand, if we think that we're perfect, if we think we're perfect, then again, we think that we're in control of our life, that we can do whatever we want, and it has nothing to do with what Jesus wants. And that's a big, big problem, too, and that tends to be where we have a lot of problems with vocations. It's what I want. It's not what Christ wants for us. So to know ourselves and to know Jesus Christ absolutely is critical for people understanding their vocation in life. And we need people to understand their vocation in life because we need more priests and we need more sisters. It's critical. And we also need good married people who are living their vocation out very faithfully. And so today, my friends, as we think about this, think about, do you know yourself well? Are you being honest with who you are? What is it that you need to work on today? What's the sin that you need to work on? But also, what are you doing well at? Pat yourself on the back once and then keep moving forward. Otherwise, that's a sin of pride, okay? And so, know yourself well. And in that, you'll find that we tend to know Jesus Christ a bit better. And then in that, we tend to know our vocation better. And so, we all need this. It's all something to be honest with ourselves. It's not the most pleasant thing at times, and yet it's absolutely critical to being the disciple that Christ wants us to be.
Thank you for tuning in to This Week in Homily here at St. Jerome Catholic Church in Wallbridge, Ohio. This Week in Homily was given by Father Eric Schild, pastor here at St. Jerome. Please tune in each week as Father Eric unpacks the readings from the weekend and shares real-life stories to help bring Scripture to our lives. Please join us for Mass Tuesday through Friday at 8 a.m., Saturdays at 4:30 p.m., and Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. God bless.